Well, here's the question for you to ponder.
这里呢是给你们大家思考一下的一个问题。
What is joy?
什么是喜乐？
Joy is a box of chocolates.
喜乐是一盒巧克力吗？
Joy is a sunset.
喜乐是一次日落的景色吗？
Joy is a mountain peak.
日落是喜乐是你在爬到山顶上看到的美景吗？
Joy is a best friend.
是不是好朋友？
Joy is a best friend.
喜乐确实是好朋友。
Joy is a newborn.
喜乐是不是一个亲生的婴儿？
And joy is a family.
喜乐也是一个家庭。
But.
但是。
Chocolates get eaten.
巧克力会被吃完的。
Scenery gets obscured by clouds.
美景呢也会被云彩所遮蔽。
Friends move away.
朋友呢也会离开我们。
Diapers need changing.
婴儿呢需要你给他换尿片。
And families have disputes.
家人中间呢也会有一些争吵。
Well, this morning I want you to be reminded, or I want you to know that the greatest and most enduring joy is knowing Jesus.
今天早上我想让大家知道或者是提醒大家最持久最深最大的那个喜乐呢是来自于认识耶稣。
It is knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord, as friend and leader in your life.
认识耶稣是你的救主，是你生命的主，是你的恩友和你生命的领导，带领者。
Now I'm going to ask Claire to read Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 11, and you can also follow along on the screen.
在这里呢，我们会念到中文的《路加福音》第二章的第八到十一节。英文的呢，请看英文。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们面前，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Now author and pastor John Piper has said that Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul.
有一位基督徒的作家，也是一位牧者呢，他的名字叫约翰 Piper。他曾经说过呢，基督徒的喜乐呢是灵里面一种很好的感觉
，produced by the Holy Spirit，
是圣灵所产生的。
As he causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word, which is the Bible，
他呢是因为圣灵让我们看到圣经话语里面那个基督的荣美。
And as we see his beauty in the world.
他也让我们在这个世界上看到基督的荣美。
Now I rather like his comment about joy.
我非常喜欢他这段话说到的这个喜乐。
This good feeling is produced only if the Holy Spirit is living within you.
他说到的这个很好的感觉，这个喜乐呢，只有在圣灵住在你里面的时候呢，才能体会到。
And that only occurs when you ask Jesus to forgive your sins and become your friend and leader.
也只有在你邀请耶稣基督饶恕你的罪过，并且邀请他做你生命的主的时候呢，你才会有这样的喜乐。
And then this good feeling is produced as we experience the beauty of Christ as presented in the Bible.
也就是当我们看到耶稣基督的荣美在这个圣经里面的话语里面展现的时候。
But if you are not reading the Bible, you are going to lose your joy.
但是如果你不读圣经的话呢，你就会失去这种喜乐。
This good feeling is produced and experienced as we see the beauty of Christ as he is displayed and as he works in the world all around us.
当我们在这个世界上看到基督在我们四面的世界里面做工的时候，我们就看到他的荣美，我们就经历到这样的大喜乐。
If you are not looking for or interacting with Christ as you go about your daily activities in this world, then you're going to lose your joy.
但是当你每一天过你在这个地上的生活的时候，如果你跟基督没有连接，没有灵里面的交通，那你还是不能体会到这个喜乐。
Now, does Christian joy make you smile all the time?
但是不是这种基督徒的喜乐就是让你随时都很开心，很快乐，笑嘻嘻的呢？
No, because we all face hard and painful times.
不是的，因为我们每一个人都要面临艰难和痛苦的时刻。
But you can still have joy, this often indescribable good feeling during hard times.
但是呢，这种喜乐呢，仍然可以被你体会到。当你在那个艰难困苦的时候，你仍然可以体会到这种不可以描述的这样的喜乐。
You see, real joy results from knowing Jesus as your friend and your leader and your savior.
你知道这个喜乐呢，是来自于基督，因为基督是你的，当基督是你的主，是你的救主，是你的朋友，是你人生的领导。
It results from knowing that Jesus loves you.
当你知道耶稣爱你的时候，
It comes from knowing that Jesus will never abandon you or forget you.
当你知道耶稣永远也不会丢弃你，也不会忘记你的时候，你就会经历到这种大喜乐。
Now in the Old Testament, one of the Hebrew words for joy can mean to shine or to be bright.
在旧约圣经里面，喜乐这个词的希伯来语里面的这个词呢，有一个意思就是照亮的意思。
For example, this is what it says in Proverbs 13, verse
9. 比如说在箴言的十三章的第九节是这样讲的。
The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out.
义人的光明亮，恶人的光要熄灭。
A righteous person is someone who knows, who loves, who serves God.
这里说到的义人呢，就是一个认识神、爱神，并且来侍奉神的一个人。
And this verse tells us that this person shines brightly, which means he is filled with joy.
这里说到义人的光明亮，也就是说他充满了喜乐。
The proverb paints a rather lovely picture.
这句箴言呢，就是描绘了一个非常美好的一个图画。
The Christian experiences a bright, a positive, and exuberant joy.
基督徒的喜乐呢，就是让人可以体会到一种明亮的、一种积极的、一种兴高采烈的一种感觉。
But this joy, it's not determined, it's not developed by external surroundings or circumstances.
但是这种喜乐呢，并不是来自于外部的环境，也不是因这种外部的环境而加强的。
It is an inner abiding experience that is determined and developed by friendship with God.
这种喜乐的感觉呢，是因为是一种内在的一种持久的，因为与神有一种美好的交通而产生的一个感觉。
Joy comes from God.
喜乐呢是来自神的。
It comes from Jesus.
是来自耶稣的。
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
是来自圣灵的。
It comes from the Christ of Christmas.
也是来自这个圣诞节的基督的。
Now, one of the better known Christians in history is a man named Paul.
在历史上为人广为认识的一位基督徒呢，他的名字叫做保罗。
If you study his life, especially as recorded in the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians,you would begin to think that he should be one of the most depressed and discouraged Christians of all time.
如果你去研究他的生平，特别是研究他在圣经里面哥林多后书里面所记载的他的生平的话呢，你会觉得他应该是有史以来最泄气、最应该消沉的一个基督徒。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul reports that he is afflicted in every way.
在哥林多后书的第四章，他那里描述说，他在一切的事情上都遭到痛苦。
He is perplexed, persecuted, struck down, and constantly being delivered over to death.
他心里作难，被逼迫，被打倒，常常被送到死境。
In chapter 5, he says his earthly tent, that is his body or his life on earth, is filled with afflictions, hardships, distresses, and beatings.
在哥林多后书第二哥林多后书第五章呢，他说到他地上的帐篷，也就是指的他的身体，或者是在地上的生命，是充满了叹息。
He has endured imprisonments and tumults and labors and sleeplessness.
他忍耐，他有忍耐了监禁、扰乱、劳苦，和不能睡觉的一些夜晚。
He suffered hunger and punishment and sorrow and poverty.
他也忍受了饥饿、责罚、忧愁和穷乏。
But then, Paul says in chapter 6, verse 10, that he is sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
但是呢，在接下来的六章第十节的时候呢，他这样讲，他说：“我似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。”
And in chapter 7, verse 4, he says, "I am greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds."
他说，在第七章的第四节里面呢，他说：“我满得安慰，在一切患难中。”分外的快乐。
Now, how is this possible?
这怎么可能呢？
How can a person shine, be bright, be positive, have a joy that knows no bounds?
怎么能一个人能够这样发光，这样喜乐，在一切的患难里面还这样子，他的快乐是没有限制的呢？
How can you have joy when you're suffering?
当你在受痛苦的时候，你为什么还可以喜乐呢？
The answer is Jesus.
答案呢，就是基督。
The greatest and most enduring joy comes from knowing Jesus.
最大的、最持久的喜乐呢，就是来自于认识基督。
It comes from knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord.
是来自于认识基督，是救主，是生命之主。
It comes from knowing Jesus as friend and leader in your life.
也是你的朋友，你的恩友，也是你生命的带领者。
Now when the angel announced the birth of Christ the Lord, he announced that all people could enter into the experience of joy, of great joy.
当天使来宣布这个基督的诞生的时候呢，他说全民万民都进入一个大的喜乐。
There's a children's song which I think was a part of the presentation last year.
在我记得是有去年我们看过的这个儿童的表演当中有一个儿歌呢是这样讲的。
And it says, Christmas without Christ, there's no Savior, there's no joy.
他说没有基督的圣诞节呢，没有救主，没有喜乐。
Now, you may experience snatches of happiness.
你呢也会体会到一点点的快乐。
You may have occasions to laugh.
你当然也会有，偶尔呢也会有机会呢，就是欢笑一下。
You may grab on to some good feelings.
你有时候呢也可以抓到一点好的感觉。
But the deep and abiding joy that remains even in the worst of times, can only be experienced through friendship with Jesus.
但是那种深沉的、那种持久的，即使在艰难的时刻也能体会到的那种大的喜乐呢，只能是通过和耶稣基督有那个关系、个人的关系。
If you are a Christian, a follower of Jesus, make sure that you are spending time reading your Bible.
如果你是一位基督徒，是耶稣的跟随者的话呢，你一定要记得要花一些时间来读圣经。
Make certain that you are looking for and interacting with Jesus as you go about your daily activities in the world.
记得你在每一天过每一天的生活的时候呢，你一定要来跟他有一个交通，有一个连接。
And if you continue to do these things, you will have that deep sense of joy with you continually.
如果你持续这样做的话呢，你就会持续的拥有那个大喜乐。
Now, if you are not yet a Christian, you are not yet a follower of Jesus, I encourage you to experience Him.
如果你还不是一位基督徒，还不是耶稣的追随者的话，我鼓励你来经历他。
If you desire to be forgiven,
如果你想被饶恕
and if you will confess your sins,
如果你想要你的罪得赦免
and if you will invite Jesus to forgive you,
如果你想要耶稣基督来赦免你的过犯
and to become your friend and leader,
如果你想要他变成你的朋友和你的带领者的话
then great joy can be your experience.
那你也就能体会到这个大的喜乐。
And so this morning, I simply want to encourage you to meet Jesus.
所以今天早上呢，我就是想要邀请你来认识基督。
And how can this happen?
那怎么样可能呢？
It can happen very simply as you say a prayer.
其实呢，很简单。就是当你在做一个祷告的时候，你就可以来认识他，来遇见他。
And so I'm going to close my talk this morning by saying a short prayer.
在我今天讲到的最后一部分呢，我就是想来做一个祷告。
And as I pray, you can whisper or you can silently repeat the prayer after me.
当我祷告的时候，你可以轻声的或者是默默的来跟着我一起来讲以下的祷告。
If you want to experience Jesus and that deep abiding joy, then I invite you to pray this prayer.
如果你想要去经历那种深沉的、那种持久的大喜乐的话，请你跟着我做以下的祷告。
Jesus, I want to know you personally.
耶稣，我想要亲自的来认识你。
Thank you for coming into this world at the very first Christmas.
谢谢你在第一个圣诞节的时候来到这个世界上。
Thank you for dying on the cross so my sins could be forgiven.
谢谢你死在十字架上，以至于我的罪得赦免。
I invite you to forgive me for all the wrongs I have done and the hurts I have caused.
我请求你来赦免我所有的过犯和我造成的所有的伤害。
I invite you to become my savior, my friend, and my leader.
我邀请你来成为我的救主、我的朋友、我的带领者。
I invite you to be in control and to guide me through life.
我邀请你来掌管我的生命，来引导我的人生。
I invite youTo fill me with joy and make me the kind of person you want me to be.
请你来充满我，用大的喜乐来充满我，并且让我成为你想要我成为的那样的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you said this prayer, you are now a Christian.
如果你这样祷告了，你现在就是成为一个基督徒了。
And from this day forward, your life is going to be dramatically different.
从今天开始，你的人生呢，将要发生巨大的变化。
You are going to begin experiencing a great joy that you have never experienced before.
你从今天开始呢，就会开始来经历到这种你以前从来没有经历过的大喜乐。
Now, please, if you have said this prayer, tell another Christian.
如果你刚才做了这个祷告呢，请你务必告诉另外一个基督徒。
You see, you need another Christian who can guide and help and encourage you as you learn what it means to be a Christian.
因为呢，当你在学习来明白基督作为一个基督徒是怎么一回事情的时候呢，你需要另外一个基督徒来帮助你，来带领你，来引导你。
My final word this morning to everyone here today, May you shine and celebrate because of the good news of great joy.
今天我想跟大家说的最后的话呢，就是说，在座的每一位，我祝愿你们充满了大的喜乐，并且来为这个大喜乐的好消息来庆祝。
And in response to this great joy, it is most appropriate that we sing praise God from whom all blessings flow.
让我们来一起来赞美神，来表示，来庆祝我们这个大的喜乐。
And so please let us stand.
请大家起立。